Directions Media. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April 22nd, 2008. Each week, this podcast explores the latest news and trends of interest to the geospatial community. This is Adina Schutzberg, and I'm joined by my colleague, Joe Francica. This week, we explore a topic we hold dear, and likely you do too, and that's what exactly is geospatial news? What ranks as important enough to be explored and reported? We'll share our take by looking at what popped up on the web during this past week. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Experience the geographic advantage with ESRI's ArcGIS server, a comprehensive platform for cost-effectively delivering enterprise GIS applications. Learn more about ArcGIS server at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Now, where I want to start with this question of what is news in our geospatial world is with a discussion that I hear and run into all the time and have for many, many years, and I suspect, Joe, you have as well, and that's, are press releases news? And I think that sort of pushes forward another question, which is maybe equally important or maybe more important, and that's, does it matter what the source is to determine whether or not something's news? And to sort of explore that question, I want to, I pulled three press releases out of this week's long list of press releases that we and a number of other news outlets published, and I want to sort of go through them and say, is this news or not? And maybe use that as a starting point to evaluate whether or not how something comes to the fore matters in terms of its newsiness. The first press release that I pulled out was from Urban Mapping. And the title is Urban Mapping Launches Geotargeting Platform and Publisher Solution for Local Search. And it's basically about a new service that company is offering. Urban Mapping specializes in neighborhood boundary mapping, so they know very precisely where the neighborhoods are. Now, Joe, I'll start with you. Is that news?
Well, it's news for some people. It's a product announcement, and probably more than anything else, we get a lot of product announcements. Whether it's news, it's news from the company. It's news that would impact the customers, its customers, or its prospects. So it has a certain category of importance, but I would still put it in the bucket of, yes, it should be reported. And whether we pick it up as a story is really entirely different, but it would be news and newsworthy to be reported.
Okay, and I would tend to agree with you. It's a new product. People need to be aware of it. It's from a company that hasn't done this particular thing before. It's innovative, all of those things. The next press release that I pulled up is from the GeoWeb 2008 conference. The press release title is GeoWeb 2008 Conference Welcomes Microsoft Virtual Earth, Safe Software, and GeoWorld Magazine as sponsors. Now, is that news?
Not news. It's promotional. It's not impactful. Should it be reported? Yeah, it's probably should be reported, but is it really truly newsworthy? No, not really.
Okay, let me just make sure I understand what you mean by should it be reported. What did you mean by that?
There is a certain leeway you have to give conference promoters the ability to say, hey, we've got a number of sponsors, we'd like to tell you about them, and it may make a difference to people who are attending the show.
Okay, I guess we should just make very clear that we do host conferences and we do put out press releases like that. So we're, in a sense, talking about ourselves as well when we talk.
Absolutely.
About
that. That's very true.
Now, the third press release that I pulled out is titled Digital Globe Files Registration Statement for Proposed Initial Public Offering. Now, is that news?
I think it's absolutely news. And the way I would put this is it's impactful to the industry. It will have an immediate effect on how people view the company, the investments available to that company, the perhaps down the road, the products that company has to offer, the pricing of the products. And I'm going back to this word impactful, I think it's an industry-wide impact.
And again, I agree with you. I think that's something that everybody, even if they're only sort of peripherally involved with our industry, would want to have that piece of information, whether or not they acted upon it at this moment or not, because everybody's getting closer and closer to these two satellite imaging companies we have in the United States through services like Google's and Yahoo's and Microsoft's and so forth. Now, here's three press releases. We made the we both agree that all three of these are news, even though these particular news items were provided to us directly by the people with a vested interest in these pieces of information. I guess what I'm going to suggest that people think about is that just because something comes out in a press release doesn't make it news or not news. It's what's the content. Now, the next part of that evaluation for the people who write about geospatial technologies and technologies in general is this. Do we need to do more than just make this press release available? In many, many cases, it's my contention that the press release says it. It says it well. It says it completely. It says it in the way that the company either wanted to say it or was required to say it by law. And there's no more that needs to be done. Those who criticize websites and print publications and audio and video and everything else that use press releases as sources may be sort of missing out on a very valuable news source.
To be fair, when we look at press releases, I read them in terms of what I think is going to be relevant to, I would say, the more majority of the readers. And at times, I will follow up on a press release if I thought that the release did not go far enough in explaining what the news was about. There's a purpose to those press releases. The real reason that I think a lot of these companies put out the press releases is they're trying to get additional action. In some instances, they're trying to get us and the news media to do something more.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's why these are, in fact, called press releases. They were initially only for the press. And today what happens is those press releases can sort of go directly from the company to you. In fact, if you signed up with your favorite geospatial company, you can get their press releases directly, no matter who you are. Their role has really changed, and I guess what I wanted to suggest is that more and more of them do stand alone as complete documents. And they can just be left that way and either published or not published as the publication decides.
And sometimes what they seem to be now doing is serving as a record of what the company is doing, whether it's for clients or for analysts or whoever.
And, of course, the other reason that press releases are put out is because they are required by law. The SEC requires that things be publicly stated, and this is one way that you can do it is by putting out a press release. Now, the next way I want to look at this question, at this topic of what is news, is to quote a recent interview that I heard, and I don't know to whom this specific comment was attributed, but it basically argues that news is those things that people don't want you to know. So in the recent history of the United States, there were all kinds of things that came out that people didn't want to come out, and they changed how we interacted with the world. The world changed because of those. Governors are no longer governors, for example. So that's one way to define news. And certainly in our industry, there are absolutely things that companies or individuals or nonprofit organizations don't really want you to know. And so let me give you an example. This is maybe one of the more common ones in the technology marketplace in general and in ours in particular. If a company is going to discontinue a product or product line, they may not want to announce that until they feel like they've gotten as much out of it as they can. So they don't want news to slip out early, that's the end of the line. And if that news should slip out to a journalist or a blogger or somebody who tips off a journalist or a blogger, is that news?
So this brings up a really interesting question because it goes to an issue that we as a trade publication, and I make that real clear distinction, as a trade publication, we walk a fine line every day. Okay, our business is a report on the trade and the industry, and we put out a publication that is free and supported by the industry. And the fine line we walk is, if something really doesn't want to be reported, should we report it? And would that hurt us as in our advertising? So in my other hat, as part of the publishing team, we have to evaluate whether, if they don't want you to know it, should we report it? Do we have an obligation to report it? And if we report it, are we going to suffer financially because of that? So I'll take your point a little bit of a step further, that there may be news that they really don't want reported out there, whether it's a product or whether it's a slip in their sales. If you ever heard a conversation that their sales are slipping, that's something that they really may not want put out there. And we have a real question every day, you know, whether we want to report that.
Right. And that's a very different set of priorities and obligations that we have as a trade publication that other publications which are not trade publications don't have. They have a different set of rules that they follow. When you choose your news source, you need to be aware of that. And I think, you know, we try to be pretty upfront about the fact that we are a trade publication and we are free exactly because the industry funds this publication through advertising.
And I think the other thing to mention is that there are a lot of other news sources available out there than there were many years ago. When I first started with Directions, in fact, prior to our call today, I went back and looked at some of our old archives and said, what was news way back when? What was news 7 years ago? And there wasn't a whole lot of news 7 years ago. They may have gotten 4 or 5 press releases a week. Now we're up to 20 to 25, 30 even a day if there's a major conference out there. And that's a very different environment. So we not only have more news, we have more news sources.
Final way I want to look at this question is to look at news as information. And I want to track back a definition of information that was provided by James Burke at the ESRI User Conference many, many years ago. And he distinguished between a fact, which was something that could be proven to be true or false, the sky is blue. And he contrasted that with a piece of information. The person sitting next to you has bubonic plague. And he defined information as something that causes action. So if you found out that the person sitting next to you had bubonic plague, you would probably do something. Now, news, I think, has some of that quality. And if you look back at some of the recent articles that we've had at Directions, there are some that really were, in a sense, calls to action. We want you to do something. Just recently, we were informed about Assembly Member, the Assembly of California Member Jose Spolario's bill, which threatened public access to government data, including geodata. And we had an article from Bruce Jaffe about it. It asked people to get involved. They did. The bill did not pass. And then back last year, we had a couple of articles about a lawsuit between MAPS and the United States about the Brooks Act and the practice of surveying and mapping and what constituted what and how that was to be procured. And again, that was in many ways a call to action to research it further, to get involved if appropriate. So that's a whole other kind of news that causes action.
That's a really, really good example of what, again, I would term impactful news. These things are industry-wide examples of things that, as you said, people should act on. We have a duty to report that, and it will affect a lot of people.
That's all the time we have for today. But before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the American Society for Photogrammetry and Remote Sensing will hold its conference in Portland, Oregon on April 29th through May 2nd. You're invited to stop by ESRI booth 308 to see the latest technology for imagery collection and management and geospatial data production. Join us at the ESRI user meeting on April 29th from 1 to 5 in room A105 during the conference. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast or on any other topic that we've discussed, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next week, and be sure to tell a friend.